Even before the November election, the makeup of Illinois' legislature is shifting. I'm Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for NPR Illinois. Late last month, a Republican state representative suddenly resigned. Ron Sandeck of Downers Grove abruptly shut down his social media accounts, filed a police report, complained of cybersecurity issues, and with that, he was no longer a state legislator. Another House Republican, John Anthony, also stepped down this summer. He's going to work for Governor Bruce Rauner's administration. It's not just Republicans. A longtime Democratic state senator, Willie Delgado, retired in June, but his was expected. Delgado wasn't running for re-election. Sandeck and Anthony were. Those are just the latest examples. Now, another lawmaker is leaving the General Assembly, Republican State Senator Matt Murphy of Palatine.
Senator Matt Murphy, how long am I going to be able to use that title to address you?
Till September 15th.
And you are leaving the Illinois General Assembly to do what?
I am going to move into the private sector. I'm going to do some lobbying work with Max Strategies, a public relations firm run by an old friend, Ryan McLaughlin, and So we're going to expand the practice to include a lobbying department.
Because thus far it's been more in the public relations realm, as you noted. Why did you make that decision? What's behind it?
Well, it was an extremely difficult one because I really do love my work in the Senate and, frankly, everything about it. But my wife and four kids have sacrificed a lot of things over the years, and the financial obligations I feel to them compelled me to have to, at 46 years old, kind of take a look and say, hey, it's time to put them first and make sure you're meeting those responsibilities. So frankly, I'm going to try and make more money for them.
That might come as a surprise to some people. For example, the Illinois Policy Institute just came out with this report that alleges legislators make too much money.
Well, you know, and it's everybody's in a different situation. Personally, if you look, statistically where Illinois legislators rank in pay compared to other states, we are on the higher end of that spectrum. And I, by no means in saying that I'm leaving to make more money, am I suggesting that this is the fault of taxpayers for not paying us more. I certainly don't mean it that way, and I don't think it that way. I think there's reasonable pay in the Illinois legislature for sure. Just in my personal circumstances, I needed to do something differently.
Just because you may be wondering, allow me to interject. Illinois lawmakers are paid a base salary of roughly $67,000. Those with leadership roles, like Murphy, make an additional $10,000 to $20,000 on top of it. They also receive stipends for their travel to and from Springfield. Now, back to the interview.
You have, throughout your time as a legislator, also had a job in the private sector, if I'm accurate, as an attorney.
Yeah.
Will you continue that practice, or are you leaving that behind as well?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be able to stay at the law firm. And, the Senate time has been it's a very time-consuming job in the Senate. The arrangement with the law firm has worked out throughout my years in the Senate, which I've been very grateful for. And I'm hopeful that I'll be able to balance the two similarly effectively going forward.
Any special areas that you're going to be lobbying or try? Again, this is lobbying and regulation. I believe you're heading up the regulatory arm of the firm. What do you expect to lobby on? I suppose part of that is client-based, or who are you going to try to look to there?
Well, that's kind of to be determined. I have been very careful to not have conversations with prospective clients as a sitting senator, and I'm going to continue to be very careful about that. So from that standpoint, it's a little bit of a leap of faith, to be honest. I feel like I have a good reputation in Springfield, and that I could be of value to people in that role. But I also want to be very careful not to cross any lines because, you know, I have not forgotten that, you know, the people put me in the seat, and I want to be respectful of that.
Yeah, why the month between submitting a resignation and its taking effect?
Well, there's a couple things that kind of occurred to me. One, you know, I think there will be some interest in my seat, and this gives some time for candidates to decide if they want to pursue this seat. And, with me here, that process can go on while the seat is still full. I'm trying to minimize the amount of time that the seat is vacant. And that, you know, so people still have representation while still giving the locals who are going to decide the appointment time to properly vet candidates. And, you know, and I say this secondarily, but it isn't secondary to me. The two ladies who work in my office, you know, I'd rather give them more than 4 days' notice before their job goes away. I think others who have left have left on a similar sort of timeline. You make the announcement, and the date comes out a little bit further. And so I'd like to do that. And, you know, it gives me a chance kind of to say goodbye on my own terms, I guess.
Right, right. Are you going to have a role in selecting your replacement, or do you have anybody that you believe would be best suited for that position?
I think there are a number of people in my district who would be very good candidates for that. I don't have a role. I'm not an elected committeeman. As a short timer, I probably don't hold a lot of sway either. So, I just want to make sure we have good people. We've had a real good run in our area of legislators with Tom Morrison and David Harris in the House, and Susie Bassey and Sid Mathias before them. I've been very fortunate. We've got good local elected officials that could step in and do a really good job. So I'm confident that we're going to end up with good people in my seat and in those two rep seats going forward. I feel like if I can help by giving them the time to do it without there being a vacancy, that can be of value.
And then there's been a lot of talk about term limits. You are going to be leaving Springfield at what will be roughly the 10-year mark. That is the number of years that Governor Bruce Rauner has proposed being the limit for serving in the General Assembly. And yet, I know you're having a hard time tearing yourself away from that job as an elected official.
Well, 10 years is enough. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, 10 years is certainly, you have an opportunity to make a mark in 10 years. And there's no question about that. I would have been thrilled to stay beyond that. I think the governor is tapping into a nerve that is felt, you know, statewide, that, this system of state government is not responsive to the people who live here. And I think term limits is one of the ways that people are looking at trying to rectify that. FairMap is another one. Hopefully the Supreme Court will put FairMap on the ballot this year. But I understand where people are coming from with that.
There have been legislation throughout the years that would actually limit legislators, the quote-unquote revolving door of moving from the General Assembly to lobbying. That's part of what, you know, when Governor talks about term limits, he says, wanted you to be in it for public service and not for private. It, should that door close, a door that you're entering into, you know, do you have an advantage by being a former peer when you're going to be lobbying these senators?
Well, I don't know. You know, that's a policy decision that the legislature and the governor collectively are going to have to reach. I won't be around for that decision anymore. I understand, you know, people's sentiment in that regard, and that provision does exist in other places. If it were the law, I'd follow it. It isn't. I think I served pretty honorably and in an upstanding way, and I'm not going to compromise that legacy with, you know, what I do next.
What have been your accomplishments as a state senator? When you're going to leave, what are you going to say that you were able to get done and be proud of?
Well, I was proud in a state where, you know, my vision maybe for the future wasn't reflected in the majority in government, that I was somebody who tried to articulate what we believe in and why we think if you followed, you know, our prescription, we could make Illinois a better place. I always took pride in trying to do that in a way that, you know, drew people in rather than repelling them. And I guess it's probably what I'm most proud of. In addition, I mean, there's any number of things along the way where you're able to help a constituent with a specific issue and, you know, you can help them navigate state government, or you can, you know, do something that's sort of on a one-on-one personal level. You know, and those things always feel good. The sort of retail side of it, you know, that always feels good.
Is there anything that you're going to be leaving that you feel is unsettled? Obviously, you have been part of a super minority, and yet there is a Republican governor in office. There are some that believe that might be a source of frustration in terms of the changing party. Obviously, we had another Republican top ally of the governor leave recently. Is there anything to make of that?
Not for me. I mean, look, I was thrilled by the election of Bruce Rauner. I have been proud to stand with him in his efforts to try and make Illinois a more prosperous and better place. I'm not burned out. I'm not turned off. The hardest part about leaving for me is the job's not done. You know, I'd like to be able to continue to fight that fight. But as much as that's important to me, you know, meeting that responsibility to my wife and kids has to trump that. Excuse the pun.
And finally, then, will you be in Springfield then, or is this going to be primarily a Chicago-based lobbying
gig? Oh, I'll be down in Springfield, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Which, frankly, you know, makes this a little bit easier because then I can still be around and still be with the people that I enjoy and, you know,
that you've gotten close to in a decade.
Absolutely.
But weird, right? I mean, I guess I watch lobbyists. The shoe will be on very much the other foot now.
No, I'll be in a different role. There's no question about it. And it that'll be different, and that's okay. You know, change is inevitable in life, and this is part of that. And it's been a great run, and hopefully I treated people well enough while I was in that people will still be nice to me when I leave.
Illinois State Senator Matt Murphy, who says he intends to turn in a letter of resignation. When asked about it Friday, Governor Rauner said he was surprised by Murphy's news and called him a great legislator. Even if you don't live in his district, there is a good chance you caught Murphy quoted in the newspaper or on the talk show circuit. Since he took office in 2006, Murphy's become the Senate Republicans' go-to guy on the state budget, and he was heavily involved in pension talks. Murphy became the Senate Republicans' go-to guy on the state budget, and he was heavily involved in pension talks. Murphy will begin his new job as a lobbyist September 15th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.